We make the bracha of Reikah Haaretz al Hamayim, who spreads out the earth upon the waters. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the waters between the upper waters and the lower waters, and he gathers the water all together so that there's a space for the sea and for dry land. And it's a fascinating thing, because we always talk about being on dry land, being on terra firma. In fact, the Gemara tells us that when you step out of bed in the morning and you put your foot on the floor, that's when you're making the bracha of Reikah Haaretz al Hamayim. We've got a ground to stand on. Essentially, that the laws of physics have remained the same, and that solids remain solids and they haven't become liquids or gases, because otherwise you'd put your foot on the floor and you'd just like plummet through to the earth's core or something like that. Meaning, actually something quite important. We talk about people being grounded. And the Gemara in Masechet Tomid, Daf Lamed Beis, says that even experienced sailors who spend most of their lives at sea don't feel fully secure until they're on land. Meaning we do need to be grounded. We do need to be orientated. We do need to know where we stand. And the bracha of Reikah Haaretz al Hamayim is this bracha of orientation. I know that when I stand on a solid, I'm safe. I once had an experience as a kid, one Shabbos afternoon. We're walking along and we were playing and we were walking along a brook, and there were some stones in the brook. And my friends played a trick on me, and they told me that if you step on these leaves, that it's solid. So like a fall, I stepped off the stepping stones and stepped onto the leaves and splashed into the water. Apart from feeling incredibly stupid, there's a real feeling of disorientation when you think something's solid and it's not. When you think something is not what it is, when there's an illusion, you can't function. So essentially what this bracha of Reikah Haaretz al Hamayim is a bracha of knowing where I stand, of knowing how to function in the world, know what the rules of nature are, knowing how to play the game. If I do X, Y will happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where there are rules so that we can function. Because if the rules would constantly be changing, if we'd be in flux, we'd never be able to achieve anything because we'd be paralyzed. We'd never know what would happen, what the reaction would be to any of our actions. And as such, we would never progress. We'd probably remain the same as animals, that whatever achievements we've made, we can never pass on, because you never know if things are going to remain the same. You'd feel totally insecure. So Reikah Haaretz al Hamayim is a bracha of feeling that sense of security like the sailors feel when they're on dry land. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a world for us where we know how nature functions, where we know what will happen, where we know what to expect. And that's something we shouldn't take for granted. It's something we have to appreciate on a daily basis. You feel the earthquake. You feel the earth shaking beneath your feet. And again, you feel powerless. You feel lost. To appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, to be able to utter those words of thanks to Hashem, saying, thank you, Hashem, for grounding me. Thank you, Hashem, for enabling me to function in this world, to be able to achieve, to be able to progress, to be able to harness the world, because I know how it works. It's something that we bless Hashem for daily. It's something we don't take for granted. It's something we appreciate and something we can enjoy. And when we do that, we can make those progressions. We can achieve. We can become bigger and greater people, harnessing everything the world has to offer.